The original kings of podcasting, starring Mark Chambers and Todd Perry. Season 2, Episode 1, The Denali.
Original Kings of Podcasting, I am Mark, that is Todd. Oh, you ready?
Oh, I just platinumed.
I am ready. I am in town for a baby shower.
Mm.
I was not aware that men were invited to baby showers.
Yeah, usually they aren't, but now I think that's one of the negative points about the everybody becoming gender neutral about life.
Yes.
Like, you want to include the men, but I think the men, they don't want to be included.
I have a friend. He's a very, very good friend of mine, and his sister reaches out to me via email on a group email, and,
yeah.
And it's like a generic, like, you're invited, and I'm like, I didn't know that men came, right? But there's that whole progression we're supposed to be doing, so then I'm like, sure, I'll go.
I'm excited about babies.
I love babies.
I love all babies.
And so then I'm rereading it today, this morning, and it says, you know, and be sure to bring your significant others.
Mm.
And so then I got this intense, like, you know, where you get that embarrassment fear where, like, the blood rushes out of your face and your stomach kind of, and I'm like, oh, no. I wonder if his sister thinks I have a girlfriend and I'm bringing a woman with me, essentially, to the baby shower.
But the email wasn't sent specifically to you. It was just to kind of everybody, right?
Right.
Now, did you have to RSVP and then do the on the drop down one?
So it just said reply to the email to RSVP. So I RSVP'd and I left it intentionally vague about whether or not I was bringing anyone. I was just kind of like, oh, you know, thanks so much for the invite. Looking forward to being there. But now I'm in this kind of panic mode where I am single. Mm. I'm a single man.
Yeah.
And I'm very willing to mingle.
Yeah.
And I have no one.
Now, the thing is, you can't really pick up people at a baby shower, right? Mm. That's going to be difficult. Like, that's a weird...
Well, no.
It's almost like a creepy move. It's almost like picking up... Because there's a pregnant woman around. Whenever single people get to do their things,
yeah.
There's a woman with child around.
It's just uncomfortable for everyone.
Yeah.
I don't like drinking around... pregnant women.
Do you like smoking around pregnant women?
I also tend to not do that.
Okay.
My point with that is less that I want to pick someone up at the baby shower, although that's an option. It's more that I want to bring someone, and I'm wondering, is it like weird or uncouth to like find...
Do you want to bring a buddy like me? Like, just roll up with me? Like, well, you know...
This is my buddy Todd.
He's my non-monogamous... No, how would you say in the most PC way possible? He's like a non. He's a plutonium.
Plutonium.
He's my platonic date.
This is my plutonium date.
Yeah,
because he's radioactive.
He's got a half life of 6 years.
So I could like, this is my rando buddy.
Yeah.
Where, you know, what is the heterosexual life partner?
Yeah.
Or I could. I've been experimenting with this idea. Very quickly arrange a first date on, say, Tinder.
Oh, okay.
And then race through the first date and then say, you know what? I got to do this thing. I got to do this thing this weekend. And I know, you know, we seem to hit it off. Like, do you want to roll with me to this thing? So, but it's just like going to be like, you know, 10, 15 people and a barbecue. You know, and then afterwards we can go get some drinks.
See, I think, you know what? I think the average woman would actually be slightly turned on by the idea of going to a baby shower. They love baby showers.
Right, exactly.
They love every part of it. And then she'll be like, this guy actually wants to go to a baby shower, wants
right.
to take me. How close will I be to getting pregnant and having a baby and feeling fulfilled for the first time in my life?
6 months out.
Yeah.
6 months out.
Because as a woman, you're never going to feel fulfilled until you push that head through your crotch.
That is you saying that.
Yeah. Now, Mark, I have just the, I think I know an even better way, or maybe the best way to kind of figure out how you can get this date on Tinder.
Mm.
And, you know, let me call up a guest.
What?
Let me just text him real quick.
I don't think we need a guest.
I think he's local. I think he's in the neighborhood.
I'm just assuming that we were going to stick to the rundown of the show.
Well, no, here's the deal. You sticking with your rundown, your life rundown has got you to this point where you have no one.
Right, but I meant the show rundown in particular, not my life rundown.
Mark, do you know what the definition of insanity is? Has anybody ever told you this?
No, Todd, they haven't.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over. What if on this show we did the same material over and over again, right?
I mean, people wouldn't want to hear that, right? Like, they would eventually get tired of it.
They would. They would. That would be the definition of insanity. Mm. Oh, what do I hear?
What is that?
Sounds like it.
Is it a team of gardeners?
Sounds like a large automobile driving up very quickly. And I think we know what kind of car that is.
Mm.
It's a Denali.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, I brought in an old friend of mine. He's an author. He's a relationship expert, and
you've got a whole rundown.
I do have some information on him because I knew this was coming. You told me you were going to talk about your issues with the baby shower, so I just decided to bring in a buddy. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce on the show. He's coming through the door, Mr. David DeMarco.
Hello, Todd. How are you?
It's good to see you, David.
To see you, Todd.
It's been a long time. Far too long.
Welcome to the show, Mr. DeMarco.
Hello. How are you doing?
It's good. So it appears here, going by my paper here, that you have a new book out.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Online Mating, How to Log On and Get Off in 26 Minutes or Less for Under $750.
Yes, those are very important components there. The 26 minutes is, you don't want to be spending much more time than that. We all are busy people. We can't be, spending all our time willy-nilly. And $750 in this day and age, that's exactly how much we need to spend.
That's an ambitious, all of that in one.
It's an aggressive promise, but I deliver.
Understood.
And he delivers because his information, his knowledge, his experience and the issue of helping men achieve their carnal goals has been... how many books do you have at this point, Dave?
Oh, geez. I've lost track. I know there are at least five or six. There is... it also depends if you count the unreleased South Pole Seduction. It turned out to be a very, very large novel, if you will. It was practically War and Peace size. We're still editing that down and figuring out if it's going to be one book or a multiple series or whatever.
So you wrote a book called South Pole Seduction. Is that
specifically how to mate at the South Pole?
So that is
extra challenging on that continent. There's only 2,000 people in Antarctica at any given time.
Right.
It seems like that would almost make
you need to be at the top of your game.
And now most of those people here, there's a massive language barrier when it comes to dealing with the Inuit people. Now, what is? I mean, I know we're getting into helping Mark real quick.
Well, and that's the other thing. It's those 2,000 people. They're from all different countries because that is international territory. Mm-hmm. As you know, there's over 20 or 30 countries that have a claim on Antarctica.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Can we talk about that instead?
No, actually, what we're going to do is it's real quick.
I'm fascinated by it.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I know you are. I have one more point I want to clarify.
I mean, I'm less.
I brought him in to help you, Mark. Okay.
Yes.
I brought him in
it
to help
like
you.
Sounds like you need some serious help with your
because
life.
Once again, definition of insanity. So David.
Yes.
The thing is, when you are in the South Pole,
right,
and you've got to try to make with an Inuit woman, and you are in the igloo. How much difficulty do you have getting the layered clothing? Because there are layered people.
Yes, as you know, there's many challenges being at the South Pole. The extreme temperatures is one of them, as you referenced. You don't want to get frostbite, especially in very private areas.
Now, do you have to get more blood flow down to that area? Because I'm sure the blood doesn't rush to the extremities as well and,
Yes, that can be an issue. That's why, you need to have the right layer of clothing, but that's why I recommend several layers of snap-off pants.
Okay. And you just almost like an NBA player, off the bench, you just whack off like
yes,
that.
Yes, yeah. Usually if you have like four or five layers, you're probably good. But that also makes access that much quicker because yank, 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 and then you're practically ready to go.
Now, David, the question is, Mark here, your new book is about finding women online and about the best way.
Yes, that is a very rich place to find women these days.
Yes, it's
a great place for beginners with very few skills.
Can I interject and say I first of all, Mr. DeMarco, I respect you're a very prolific author.
Oh, and thank you.
You seem to be very talented at what you do.
Yes, I am.
I just feel like this is this whole
women are things, and I'm trying to snap my pants off as fast as I can to just get it up in there. Women are only fulfilled once they're pushing a head out. Like, isn't this all a
You've
little...
got this all wrong, Mark. This is all about respecting women. All about respecting women. What better way to respect a woman than to be with them?
Actually, so, spending time with a woman.
Spending time with them.
What kind of time? Just like I take her to a movie?
No. More romantic time. More intimate time.
Because movies are 750.
Time where nothing stands between you and her. Like clothing.
Because I snapped it off.
Because you snapped it off. Now, that's only necessary in the South Pole, but it can work too here in Los Angeles,
so
if
in,
need be.
In your book, Online Mating, How to Log On and Get Off in 26 Minutes or Less.
And that can include drive time, by the way.
Wow.
Even especially in L.A., where it takes a half an hour for me to go from here to the closest Taco Bell just because of traffic.
Yes. That's why we're talking about like finding people online in your neighborhood, women specifically in your neighborhood.
So it's geo-targeted.
Geo-targeted strategies.
So I guess my biggest issue with online dating has historically been being funny.
Yes.
Does not seem to translate well.
And yes, I really can see where that can happen.
I need to be in person.
Yeah, this is an issue that guys like you experience very, very frequently.
Guys like me.
Guys like you. Mm. Apparently, you in particular have experienced this issue. So we deal with it right up front in the very beginning of the book. Mm-hmm. Chapter 2, right after like the basic strategies. First message 101. Power versus humor. Mm. This is why funny guys go stag and men who use power words shag.
Oh.
She is attracted to power.
Power.
By being funny, you are leaving all your power.
So funny isn't powerful.
Funny is not powerful.
Wow. So
use power words.
I get that because when you're being funny, you're sitting there, you're asking for other people's approval. You're actually asking for it.
Yes.
A powerful person doesn't ask, he just takes, right?
Yeah, just takes approval.
Right, he just takes approval and it's assumed.
You don't need approval because you already have your own approval.
Right, and then how do women react to that specifically?
It turns them on very, very much.
So I have an excerpt here.
Oh, yes. Please.
It says, use words with high concentrations of consonant sounds.
Yes.
It's more guttural, caveman-like, and shows dominance.
Yes. You notice that languages that use consonant sounds more than vowel sounds sound more authoritative.
Yeah, it's like
they
the
are
Eastern,
much more powerful.
Eastern European men.
Yes.
You never see one of those guys being a fucking clown.
No.
How the hell am I supposed
They're
to?
They're always in control.
You ever seen Eastern Promises?
No. Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that in Eastern Promises, Hugo Weaving, nobody fucks with him. And that's because there's not a vowel that comes out of his mouth the whole movie.
How the hell?
It's total consonants.
Am I supposed to tailor my entire speech pattern around consonants?
Make it more clipped. Make it sound harder and deeper.
What?
You're soft right now. You practice the art of soft language, Mike?
I do. I do.
And I think you just more clip.
It makes you sound powerless.
Now, yeah, it does. And then also when you're writing a message, is that what you do? Like you use a lot of words that's not going to, you know, can I buy a vowel? No.
No.
Right? Like just truncate it in there.
You use short words, very few vowels.
This just sounds so manipulative. Like it just sounds so uncomfortable to me.
It's because you're
not comfortable with power yet. You need to be comfortable in your own power.
So I'm looking. So I'm thumbing through this thing here now. So it's all about respecting women, right?
Absolutely.
And so I'm respecting them
it's paramount.
By using high concentration of consonant sounds. Now flipping to chapter 3, first message 201. Always refer to her with the wrong name.
Yes, that also communicates power. It says
How
you are
that?
Such a busy and powerful individual, you can't even get her name right.
Mm-hmm. And it also means
How
that
is that respectful? It's not respectful. I know her name. I'm purposely getting it wrong.
Just the first time. Eventually, when she makes an impression upon you, you can call her by her actual name.
It's got her name on the phone screen. When I go to send her the message, it's like, Veronica. And I'm like, hi, Christine.
But you're a busy man reading lots of emails, all sorts of places.
Yeah.
You don't have time to get her name correct the first time you contact her.
Who could do that anyway? How long does it take you to, you know, learn somebody's name?
Yes, you know, it usually takes you 2 or 3 times at least.
So my whole goal is to find someone nice who's going to appreciate the invite to a baby shower in like less than a week.
Well, actually, here
These strategies will maximize your chances.
He says 26 minutes, actually.
Yes.
And that's getting to the sex. Now, then after that, then you can talk baby shower.
Yes, you have the chance to meet multiple women now, before this baby shower.
So I meet. Do I meet her, and then 26 minutes later, we've already finished having sex? Or is it I've swiped right, and then 26 minutes
26 minutes later, the process has begun.
Ah.
The timer is starting to tick down the moment you swipe. And then that's when, what would you call it?
It doesn't
aggressive?
Mean that you have completed the act, because a lot of guys don't like being, you know, quick in the bedroom, although some do.
I've got a timer, and it's but like yes, 25 minutes.
You are beginning to undress. You are beginning to caress her. Things are starting to happen.
Now, how does Mark here handle the first date? You know, because a lot of...
Probably very awkwardly, but he shouldn't.
What the hell? I don't understand. Like, I just... I'm trying to be funny. I'm trying to be charming.
What does he say? You're not listening to the message here. Chapter 2, Power versus Humor, Why Funny Guys Go Stag and Men Use Power Words.
Yes, you need to go back to Chapter 2. You can't get to Chapter 3 if you haven't finished Chapter 2.
I'm sorry. Maybe just jump down to Chapter 5, I Love Coffee on the First Date, The Biggest Lie She'll Ever Tell You.
Yeah.
What a tremendously respectful thing to say.
That's the thing that she will use to try and qualify you. By accepting coffee, you're already out.
I like having coffee on a first date. It's less pressure. We can just chat.
But look where you are now, Mark. You're correct. It's a test. And now how does Mark, if the woman says, hi, Mark, can you make and drink the coffee with me at the coffee beans?
What's wrong with her?
First of all,
she's a woman.
Coffee is not a powerful drink. Drinking coffee does not indicate your power.
No.
It indicates you're a funny guy.
It indicates a lack of power as well.
Exactly.
It's like, I'm tired.
Exactly.
I need a stimulant.
I need energy.
So being tired is also it's like, I'm too weak. I'm demonstrating weakness by being tired.
Yeah.
It's just not that I've been up all day and I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
You know what drink communicates power? Whiskey.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whiskey-based drinks definitely communicate power.
I swipe right. And so then I begin the process, 26 minutes, including travel time.
Yes.
So I immediately meet her at a whiskey bar that's within 4 minutes of our both of our places. And as soon as she walks in,
This is one of the strategies. You need to live close to a whiskey bar.
I call her the wrong name, and then I start pounding whiskey.
Well, David, actually, he has an app. And in the app, it triangulates all these situations.
Okay.
So, like, you get the ebook, and then if you buy the ebook, you get the app is free for the first month.
Okay.
And then after that, what was it, a $85 per month charge?
Included with the book is a list of your town of all the nearest whiskey bars.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And I can keep that on my phone.
There is also a discount code for your local rental service. Like here, I believe it's Westside Rentals. Mm. So in case you need to rent a new apartment closer to a whiskey bar.
Understood. So I need to... There's some prep work I got to do before I kick off this process.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, it's like anything. It's like, are you going to go out hunting and not bring your bow and arrow?
Right. Okay. You wouldn't just go out hunting with, you know, a fork.
No.
You need proper weapons, equipment.
I need an apartment
dress
that is near... both a whiskey bar and
a highly populated area of women. Yes,
of
correct.
Women, specifically of women.
Specifically of women.
That are ready.
Yes, unless, of course, you're looking to date a man.
Hmm. Now, do you have any books for the homosexual audience out there?
I have not released one yet, but that is definitely an area that I'm working on. Everybody needs to be, you know, getting as much as possible whoever they need.
How do you work on that?
Bisexuals, whatever.
Do you apply the learnings, or do you have to like just take one for the team and investigate?
I have a partner that is...
Now, is he your partner, David?
No, he is just a business partner. He is a business partner, mm-hmm. a homosexual business partner, who he takes a lot of the techniques that I have developed, and he uses them in the homosexual population.
Is that on his business card? Homosexual business partner is his title?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Of course.
Now, here's a big question. Mark, obviously, there's probably some huge... gaping flaws.
What the
yes,
hell?
Correct.
I mean, I'm just looking at how your life is playing out and the fact that you're alone. Okay, Mark? Now, in there...
comes across on your face, on the way you dress.
Now, Mark, what...
My plain white t-shirt?
Yes.
Mm.
Now, what kind of things should he be doing in his online profile in order to communicate with women? Again, his power, some maybe sexually suggestive things that'll kind of further the idea.
One of the best things, one of the first communications that anyone sees is your photos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, a picture is worth a thousand words. We've all heard that. It's cliche, but your photos tell you so much. What are your photos saying? That you just snapped a picture in the bathroom?
My photos?
That you don't have any friends because you had to take a selfie? You need to invest in some solid photos. Here are some suggestions that I have. First of all, have a photo in front of a mountain range.
Mm.
You know what that communicates?
Power.
It makes women think of their breasts. They're instantly thinking of something sexual.
So,
and thinking about you as well.
Seeing me between a pair of mountains in the background is making
them... It's a subliminal suggestion to her.
Yeah, you should go out there. They have the Santa Monica Mountains right here, the San Gabriel Mountains, Magic Mountain, and you could just go out there and take a photo in front of that.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Also, use terms like big, huge, and gargantuan in your profile.
So I just work in...
As much as you can.
Adjectives that indicate tremendous size.
Yes.
So, like, I'm having...
It gets women thinking of your genitals. And making assumptions. And you want her to make the correct assumptions.
So I'm standing there in front of a mountain range.
Correct.
And then in my bio, I'm like talking about how
these mountains are huge.
This is this massive, tremendous. And then so she's
powerful.
Just thinking, oh, breasts and penises.
Yes.
And huge.
She is being seduced through your photo.
I feel like none of this is happening.
This is all from chapter 8, subliminal messages in your bio, success through mental manipulation.
Well, sure.
Now, also, I've heard in some of your other books, you've talked about how subliminally communicating the fear of death to women can kind of help loosen them up and help them kind of push forward.
If you notice in this conversation, we've been talking about power a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What is one of the most powerful times in your life? It's your death.
Whenever I'm close to death, usually I feel the power of the universe.
Right.
I feel this urge that normal...
There is nothing that will make you think of life more than keeping death in mind daily.
How often are you close to death?
I mean...
You can be close to death on a daily basis. Think about some of the average mundane activities that we engage in every day, driving down the street.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting yourself at risk of death every single day.
Is it because I'm driving 90 miles an hour in city streets trying to get to the whiskey bar in 4 minutes?
That's part of the reason, yes.
Yeah.
So one of the things I suggest is subliminally play with death imagery. It'll remind her of her own pending demise, and she'll want to put out.
Yeah.
So because she...
Create life before hers is snuffed out.
Yes.
So...
David, the wisdom you're giving here,
This is not wisdom!
This should be behind a paywall, David. I'm seriously thinking if on OG Kings episode 11... We put up a paywall.
Yes.
You know, David, you can take 75% of the money because
75%?
Mark, please.
That's fair for an affiliate.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe a squeeze page, too, to get their email address as well.
We'll collect addresses. Then you can remarket this because everybody's going to want to buy this.
Absolutely.
Insane. Did you turn my mic off?
So what I'm saying is...
What the hell?
Okay, so... Mark, we can talk about this off mic, but here's the deal. I think the moment that you put these techniques to work, the moment that you succeed, the moment that you give her cab fare, right, and then you kick her out the front door, you're going to come back crying to David, knees prostrate.
This is a horrible way to tweet.
These techniques are so powerful. I am surprised you haven't encountered something like these before. You're not familiar with any of my material.
Again, I should point out for the listeners that the name of Mr. DeMarco's book is Online Mating, How to Log On and Get Off in 26 Minutes or Less.
Or less.
For under $7.50.
That's 26 minutes, again, should be a maximum to the start of bedroom activities.
Now,
that's available.
Including travel time.
It's available now on Amazon. You can get it on your tablet, iPad, whatever. Is this going to be available in store? Am I going to be able to walk into Barnes & Noble and pick this up? Or?
We have not done any brick-and-mortar copies yet.
So,
but we may reach a further audience, yes.
I'm thumbing through my copy that Todd handed me of Online Mating, How to Log On and Get Off in 26 Minutes or Less for under $7.50.
Yes, thank you, Todd, for purchasing it.
Yeah, no problem.
I mean, I just have it on kind of repeat. Like, whenever you...
See, Todd, I can tell because you're a very powerful man.
Well, I mean, look at my surroundings,
yes.
Okay?
You have a picture of yourself above you on the wall behind you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that a power move, or is that...
That's absolutely a power move.
All right.
You have to look at two images of me.
Yes, exactly.
Simultaneously.
He has twice the power by doubling his image.
Mm-hmm. I feel threatened a little bit.
Yes, as you should.
I feel threatened by this whole situation.
Well, you've
kind
of done everything wrong.
How have I done everything wrong?
You've given away all your power.
I just wanted to go to a baby shower.
Yes, that was your first mistake.
David, isn't it true that people who have given away all their power... should feel vulnerable?
Absolutely.
Because you have
That's
no power.
That's a natural reaction to not having any power.
This book just comes totally off the rail. Like, why is chapter 18 why America should get back on the gold standard?
Ah, yes. What is also very important to power?
Money.
It's money. And what has happened to every fiat currency throughout history? It has completely lost its value.
Yes.
That is why we need to get money back on the gold standard.
Am I supposed to talk about this with her? I've only got 26 minutes.
You do not need to get into this with her during the first 26 minutes. This is just concepts you should understand for furthering power so that you have more power at the whiskey bar.
When
you're throwing down your dollars, you know that it's just paper money. It's not actually worth anything.
It's not backed up by shit.
Not backed up by anything.
Now, at what point do
does
you
that
bring-
make you feel powerful?
It makes me feel a little uncomfortable, but
exactly.
not as uncomfortable as chapter 22, a true life testimonial. I took a bathroom selfie with a spent Magnum condom box in the trash can.
Ah, yes. This is an excellent chapter. You know how I referenced earlier that taking a selfie indicates that you have no power because you have no friends to help you photograph?
Which is why this called to my attention.
This is fantastic because this is someone who has used my materials. This was actually submitted in from a reader who actually took that lack of power and completely turned it around.
He did that by
putting a spent Magnum box of condoms in the trash can.
Now, what do you think that communicates to a woman when they see these spent box of Magnum condoms?
He suddenly turned the entire concept of having no power around on its head.
How has he done that?
It was brilliant.
Yeah. Why is it brilliant?
Because he is suggesting that he is huge without saying it.
Isn't the whole point of Magnum condoms is that they're not even that much bigger than regular condoms?
That's not the perception.
Yeah.
Perception is reality. Some would say perception is power.
I heard that only about 3% of the male population actually uses the Magnum condom.
Mm-hmm.
So most women have never even seen a man worthy of, you know, such penile fashion.
This actually, it takes the whole concept of people not being around him to photograph that they're maybe a little bit scared of this gentleman because he is so powerful.
So
he took this thing that indicates lack of power and turns it into lots of power.
He's got the picture of him in front of the Santa Monica Mountains.
Yes.
Now he's got, you swipe, and then he's got the picture of him in the bathroom, and there's a condom box in the trash can
strategically placed.
And then his
strategically placed to make it look like it was just accidentally in the photo.
So this is my bio. You go, and it's like, Mark, 31.
Yes.
And then I'm like, I'm having a massive time here in the Bay Area.
Yes.
I've got
so
all
far,
kinds
this
of,
sounds good.
And I'm right by the Oakland Hills and mountains in the background.
I'm looking forward to gargantuanly meeting you or whatever. I'm just working in
as much as you
as
can.
Many
yes, correct.
Adjectives of massive mm-hmm. size.
Massive size, powerful words.
As I can. And then so only selfies that communicate large penis.
Yes.
Correct.
And then mountains to indicate breasts.
Correct.
Yes.
And then I have my range on Tinder set to less than a mile.
Correct.
Okay. I'm starting to understand.
Within the nearest whiskey bar.
The
nearest whiskey bar.
I like how you look nonplussed. When you're seeing this, which it's all like, it's like David here has created this matrix. This basically, all you have to do is step into this calculus, and then it just gets thrown at you. It's like people are going to come up to you with like t-shirt cannons full of vagina and just shoot it at you. Okay, Mark, just because you're taking the wisdom of this guy, and you know what, we're giving it for
this
free.
This is decades and decades of research condensed down into a small 38-page ebook.
There's 23 chapters.
Correct. It is a quick and easy read.
So the
book, the reading of the book should not interfere with your time to actually getting to,
it's true.
You know.
What's the fastest anybody's ever actually read one of your this book?
I believe there was one person who was a speed reader who had read and assimilated the concepts in 21 minutes.
Wow.
He might have almost had 5 minutes left to, you know, actually get into a woman's pants. That probably is unlikely.
Yeah.
All right, so it was probably another 26 minutes from that
point. That's pretty advanced.
Yeah, pretty advanced.
Now, David, I had a big question. Now, the thing is, Mark is looking at this information and he's rejecting it, right?
Yes, and I
now,
can see that.
And now the thing is, there's all these guys running around taking this information who are scoring.
Wisely taking this information.
And taking women.
Increasing their power.
Taking his targets.
Increasing their mating options.
And but he's losing out because these Absolutely. Guys are taking all the women in 26 minutes or less.
I'm happy to lose out on women that are going to fall for this kind of stuff, right? Like, I will stick
Mark,
to...
Mark, you could easily meet and mate with 10 to 15 women before this baby shower you have a week from now in your spare time.
The book...
Will you use these concepts?
The book is Online Mating, How to Log On and Get Off in 26 Minutes or Less for under $7.50. The author is David DeMarco.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure seeing you, Todd.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, David. We'll be in touch soon.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, David, are you coming to... Are you coming to the Bernstein's Bar Mitzvah next weekend? Because maybe we could carpool in the Denali.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Season 2 started and they're playing old hits like anyone wants to hear played out bits. Have they any new shows up their sleeves? Or is it end for the kings of podcasts?